The U.S. government has announced charges against an American hacker. Authorities say he taught North Koreans how to evade sanctions and launder money by using cryptocurrencies, you know, digital currencies like Bitcoin that people and countries can use anonymously without being tracked. Here's the world's Lydia Emanuelidou.
In the early 2000s, Virgil Griffith was getting a lot of attention.
A 24-year-old hacker named Virgil Griffith, he created something called WikiScanner, a website that traces Wikipedia edits to the computer networks where they originated.
This is from the Colbert Report back in 2007. In the years since, Griffith's made a name for himself in the hacking and crypto world. He works for the Switzerland-based Ethereum Foundation. That's the company behind the cryptocurrency Ether, one of Bitcoin's rivals. Griffith is an American citizen who lives in Singapore, and last week he traveled to the U.S., and when he landed in Los Angeles on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, he was arrested.
A message came through in a group chat that I'm a part of, and my personal initial reaction was, oh my God, Virgil, what did you do?
This is Taylor Monahan. She's the founder and CEO of MyCrypto. That's a tool that lets people manage their cryptocurrency assets.
I know Virgil, and I know him as a good person. I know him as someone who is always sort of trying to connect people.
Monahan started seeing headlines that made it look like the story was,
you know, cryptocurrency bro goes to North Korea to help them.
Stories that said Griffith had given North Koreans information about how to evade sanctions and launder money. She says this seemed totally out of character.
Myself and most people in the cryptocurrency community and most people who know Virgil, their gut reaction was shock. And what the heck, and how did this happen?
I reached out to Griffith's lawyer several times. So far, no response. But here's how U.S. officials describe what happened in their criminal complaint. Last April, Griffith traveled to Pyongyang for a cryptocurrency conference organized by North Korea's Committee for Cultural Relations with Foreign Countries. U.S. passport holders have to get permission from the State Department to travel to North Korea. And according to the complaint, Griffith applied and was denied, but he went anyway. While he was in Pyongyang, officials say he broke a law that prohibits Americans from giving goods or services to North Korea. In this case, by giving the North Koreans a presentation and, quote, highly technical information on how to use cryptocurrencies to evade sanctions and launder money. Let me take a quick pause here and say that North Korea is already doing this.
We already have substantial information on how North Korea uses and I would say embraces cryptocurrencies.
Priscilla Moriuchi is with the security company Recorded Future. She used to work for the National Security Agency. She says that over the past few years, North Korea has acquired hundreds of millions of dollars in cryptocurrencies. Remember, this is money they can use anonymously. The whole system is decentralized, so not controlled by any government, and regulations around it are pretty lax.
So when you kind of layer all those things on top of each other, it's really a perfect operating environment for a country like North Korea, right, that wants to stay or needs to stay outside of the international financial system.
So it makes sense that North Korea might want information from someone working with cryptocurrencies. But friends of Virgil Griffith say this is not what happened.
Of all the people I know, Virgil is the person least likely to help a regime like North Korea. He speaks out against this sort of thing all the time.
That's Eric Corley. He's the editor of the hacker magazine 2600, where Griffith is a contributing writer. He says Griffith did go to North Korea, but he didn't do anything wrong there, didn't give them any information they couldn't find themselves online. But here's where he says Griffith messed up. In May, the month after the conference, Griffith was in New York, and he agreed to meet with the FBI. Corley warned him against it, told him he should get a lawyer.
And he was so convinced that they meant him no harm, that he had nothing to hide, and he just went there on his own.
Corley remembers seeing Griffith the next day.
And he was so happy. He said, yes, I gave them North Korean newspapers. They were very interested. He basically, in his naivete, thought that just telling the FBI what he knew was the wisest course of action.
Griffith spoke with the FBI at least one more time in November. He was arrested 2 weeks later, and if convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.